That's Bugs Salcedo and his song Pony Girl, and due to be on his next album, The Atomic Coyote and Apaches Lost, live at the Golgotha Auditorium. My name is Benji Rivas. It's 6:52 here on the back porch, and the back porch is made possible in part by Mountain Music at 824 South Solano in Las Cruces, carrying bluegrass instruments like mandolins, violins, banjos, dobros, and acoustic guitars, accepting trade-ins, consignments, and offering instrument and electronic repairs. Open Monday through Saturday. Also by New Mexico State University, working with the University of New Mexico to establish health extension rural offices in every county, providing a new level of health services to the state's residents. And from the contributions of KRWG listeners. If you're just joining us, I am sitting here in the studio with Bugs Salcedo tonight, and we've been talking about his music, his projects, and all the various things that he's been doing for more. I said the last time I talked to you, I said for the last 20 years, and I heard a chuckle. It's been longer than the last 20 years. So,
it's unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know. You know, what happened?
Time marches on, isn't that right? Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about, you brought up Don Smith.
And Martin Pradler. And, you know, Martin's engineered the last John Mayer record. This cat is, when I met him, he was just a young kid from Austria. But now he's everywhere. And he's just a saint. I call him Saint Martin. But, you know, everyone in Hollywood, if you're good, you rise to the top. No matter, there's no struggling. And I know Martin will say, "Oh, I've struggled." But he's got the best ears in Hollywood, and people have found that out. And you know, a couple of months ago, I was passing through L.A. I'd been living in Washington State the last, I don't know, 6 months, and I went to L.A. and I was visiting and stayed at Martin's. I woke up in the morning and there's Ry Cooter eating crackers at the table. And I had been to a couple of Ry Cooter sessions that Don Smith had produced. And, you know, I don't know that I tried to help out, but I think I got in the way most of the time. But anyway, I had this record when I was living in Joshua Tree that Don Smith had given me an advance copy, and it's Ry Cooter's latest, I think it's his latest, called My Name is Buddy. And it's got a beautiful package, and because it's got stories, and it brings back to mind like a nostalgic type of thing of what I remember as both my grandparents being copper miners in Morenci, Arizona, and coming from that background. He comes from like a 30s, you know, Grapes of Wrath feeling on this record, and Patty Maloney on the penny whistle, and you know, Flaco Jimenez on the accordion, and he mixes all these, you know, like bluegrass and norteño music together, and it blows my mind, and it's a great record. And two of my good friends, Martin and Don, worked on this, so I feel like I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to turn you on to it because I'm trying to turn as many people on as possible. But I thought it would, you know, it'd work good with your show. And it's just great music. And, you know.
Well, I've got a copy of it right here in my hand.
Yeah, let's play a couple of shots
Let's hear one of this.
It's Ry Cooter. My Name is Buddy is the album.
And it's on Nonsuch record label.
Nonsuch Records, yeah.
And so if you want to get a copy of it, look it up on Nonsuch. And it's Ry Cooter. Here is... this is called Christmas in Southgate.
Yes, indeed.